The birth of Jesus Christ. What a miracle. What a significant part of the history of mankind. Yea, the very cornerstone of God's plan of redemption for man. You think tonight of the miracle of the virgin birth. What a miracle that is, a virgin birth. We think of, in the Old Testament, the prophets foretelling the birth, not just the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the place where He would be born. All of these help solidify for us the reality of the birth of Jesus Christ. And truly, that's what Christmas time is all about. Remembering the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, today it's often viewed in many different ways. But the reality is, Christmas is all about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for a few moments, brief moment here this evening, I'd like to direct your attention to a verse in the Word of God found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich." I want us just to pull out a few little things from this verse that might help us give a better understanding and a better appreciation of what this all means, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of that phrase there, though He was rich. This obviously is not speaking in the sense of richness that we think of today. We think of riches as having a lot of material items or having a great amount in the bank account. But this is not referring to that kind of riches. It says that though He was rich, it's rich in the sense that Jesus Christ, He was fully God. You know what? He wasn't any less than God the Father. He was God Himself. He was fully God. He possessed all the attributes of deity. He was God the Son. And in the sense that He was rich is that He possessed all those attributes. All that reality of God was in Him. Jesus Christ, the One who came to earth, was born in that manger, was the Creator. He was omnipotent. He had perfect holiness. And all these things were things that He possessed. And when it says there, though He was rich, speak to that end. Speak of these different things. And think about this reality. That Jesus Christ, before He came to this earth, was experiencing all the glory and all the splendor of heaven. A place without sin. A place without death. Jesus Christ there was in the center of heaven and the glory of God the Father. When we think of Jesus Christ leaving the glories of heaven, I can't help but think of Philippians chapter 2. And we read some of the verses tonight in the choir selection here tonight. But in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6 it says, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Somehow it's easy for us in our human minds to lower who Jesus Christ is. That He wasn't truly God or fully God. But the reality is He was God. And it says there that though He was rich, speaks of the fullness of who He was. That He was very God. The next phrase there says, yet for your sakes He became poor. This next phrase personalizes what Jesus Christ has done for us here today. For your sakes He became poor. Each one here tonight, He became poor for your sakes. He left the glory and the splendor of heaven, the joy of being in the presence of the Father. He left all of that and came to this earth. For your sakes became poor. He became a servant. It mentions that once again in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7 and 8. It says, but made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant. So He was rich, but for our sakes became poor. He became a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For your sakes, he became poor. He became a servant. He became a man. The God of heaven taking on the form of a man. He came to this sin-cursed earth to be with sinners, to save sinners. He also came to this earth to die. And what there's not a greater picture of him becoming poor for our sakes than the fact that he came to die. The hymn writer said, "Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live." The very reason that the God of the universe, the God, the Son of God, left the glories of heaven was to come to this earth to become poor for your sake, to die in your place. The next phrase in this verse says, "that ye through his poverty might be rich." What was the purpose? What was the reason that Jesus left the glory of heaven, came to the sin-cursed earth, became poor? Why? For our sakes. He became poor that we might be rich. What a great contrast. What a great picture is given for us here of the Lord Jesus Christ. That ye might be made rich. Once again, notice, it's personal. Every single person in this world, this includes, that ye might be made rich. What does that mean there? That ye might be rich. Well, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." The riches that Jesus Christ intends for us to receive, he became poor that we might be rich, is the eternal inheritance that he gives us. We can be made rich in the Lord Jesus Christ. What he came to do was to die for our sins, to give us, to offer to us eternal life in heaven so that we can be made rich. Now, this isn't rich once again in the eyes of the world or in what we often think of. You know, you're not going to wake up one morning and have great riches or a great amount in the bank account. No. This is far greater than that. This is something that only Jesus Christ can do. It's the forgiveness of sins. We can be made rich through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he offers to us forgiveness of sins. The hope of heaven. Eternal life. So many people today are longing for something to satisfy their soul. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy. Only he can fulfill and fill that longing in our heart that each person has, only Jesus Christ. And today you may be searching for something to satisfy, to bring fulfillment to life, to bring some kind of certainty for eternity. But the reality is you'll not find that outside the Lord Jesus Christ. We can only be made rich through him. And these are the things that money could never buy. Friend, there's nothing else that you could do to receive the joy, the peace, the riches of the inheritance that Jesus Christ offers to you here tonight. And the very center of what this time of year is all about is that Jesus Christ offers to you forgiveness of sins, eternal life, great riches in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, when Jesus Christ came to earth, he had you in mind. Think about that. 2,000 years later, he had you in his mind. 2,000 years ago when he came, he had you in mind. That sounds pretty personal to me. He was very concerned about you. He was not willing that any should perish, the Bible says, but that all should come to repentance. We who were dead, the Bible says, through the Lord Jesus Christ can be made alive. We who were lost can be found. We who were poor can be made rich. Today you can possess all the riches that are in Christ Jesus. That verse once again says that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. Friend, what is it tonight that would keep you from receiving that gift? What is it that would keep you from gladly receiving the riches that the Lord Jesus Christ offers to us? What is it that would be so greater, much greater, than you knowing that your sins are forgiven? Is there anything in this life that would be more significant than that? What would keep you from receiving Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior? You know, He became poor that we might be made rich. Well, how can you receive those riches? Well, we were looking in Ephesians at a few other verses. And right there in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, it gives us a very simple answer. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Friend, it's a personal decision of faith that you have to make. You have to willfully choose that you're going to trust Jesus Christ to forgive you and of your sins and give you these riches that He offers. And friend, only you can make that decision. Don't delay. Don't push it off. I trust that tonight, this Christmas season, you would receive that gift that Jesus Christ is offering you. Though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye might be rich. Friend, tonight, would you receive the riches that are offered to you tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ? Only He can give it. And it's great riches. It's something you do not want to push aside. But receive the great riches that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you'll think and consider that truth that's here tonight. And for you, that's here tonight, that maybe have received the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you in a fuller and deeper way appreciate and understand what Jesus Christ has done for us. To think that He would give up the glories of heaven and come to us. How could we not but live for Him? How could we not but love Him? How could we not but grow in our relationship and our love for Him? It's a great truth for us here to consider this Christmas season. And would you remember that what it's all about is that He left the glories of heaven, came to this earth, became poor that you might be made rich. Trust you'll think about that truth here tonight. Lord, tonight I pray that soul that's here without the Lord Jesus Christ, that has never made that personal decision to trust You, to receive the riches that are offered through the blood of Jesus Christ, that tonight they would choose to receive that gift. Lord, I pray You'd give understanding. I pray for those here tonight that have received and have partaken of the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would grow in their understanding and appreciation of what Jesus Christ has done for them. And may they, in a greater way, live for You, love You, and serve You with all their life. We thank You for this Christmas time that we can remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that You would bless each person that's heard this truth here tonight, and may they, with open hearts, receive it. And Lord, may that person here tonight that's never experienced the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight experience that great joy that comes through knowing You. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.